This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Take 4 years of drought, hot, dry, windy weather, and you're pretty much perfectly set up for a long summer and fall of big, scary wildfires out west. The Rocky Fire north of San Francisco has burned more than 100 square miles. It's still going strong up there. Marketplace's Andy Euler has the disastrous economics of this season's natural disasters.
20 years ago, the U.S. Forest Service spent about 16%, that's 1/6, of its budget on fighting fires. This year, it's spending more than half.
The trends aren't getting better. We've doubled the amount we've burned over the last 30 years, from about 3.5 million acres to 7.
Robert Bonney is Undersecretary of Natural Resources and Environment at the Department of Agriculture. He says it's likely due to a number of things, climate change and drought, not least among them. But it's the size of the fires that's really eating up the budget.
1% of fires cost about 30% of our overall firefighting budget. So you get these huge mega fires, and those types of fires cause an enormous amount of challenge to fight, but they're also incredibly expensive.
California's not even into the peak of its fire season, and Governor Jerry Brown has already declared a state of emergency in many counties. Lynn Tomalchoff is spokeswoman for Cal Fire.
These fires that we're seeing are burning very dangerously. It's very extreme and explosive type of situation. And the firefighters are having to be very, very careful about the choices that they make.
The Rocky Fire is burning land so parched by years of drought that firefighters have had to change the way they're fighting it. The fire breaks that they're cutting today, for example, have to be much wider. Fighting fires in an urban setting is one thing.
But if you're in a wildland setting, you're now in a matrix of fuel with solitary or scattered housing, which is much more vulnerable.
That's Richard Minnick. He's a professor at UC Riverside focusing on fire ecology. Minnick says more than funding, he thinks it's a planning problem. More and more homes are encroaching on forests in California and other western states, and when those fires rage, people are forced to evacuate.
You know, if houses keep recycling in fires, what is the point? Especially if it's at the cost of the state.
Last year, California spent almost $500 million fighting wildfires. The rainy season, if it comes at all, won't hit until November. I'm Andy Euler from Marketplace.